I feel like number one is I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Number two is I value you.
Oh, yeah.
And number three is I believe in you. Them three things, super key. Yeah, that was outside of like freaky stuff. Let's get
this is going to be real vulgar.
Go ahead.
It's going to be real vulgar. I guess if he just comes right on in and be like, look, I know you had a long day. I had a long day. Just roll on over. Just something simple. Just something simple. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Audaciously Me podcast. I'm your host, Ashley D, and I'm back with another visual for you guys. The next couple of episodes will be visuals, just to give you a heads up. I also want to welcome you guys to the Heard segment. Heard is spelled H-E-R apostrophe D. Get it? Okay, so today's guest is someone near and dear to me. She has been my best friend for 13 long years. Yeah, she had to put up with me that long. But her name is Kaya M. Kaya, introduce yourself.
Hey, boo. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show. For anybody who doesn't know, I am Kaya. I am the host of the Eyes Wide Open podcast. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, of course. And I also offer tarot card readings, birth chart readings, energy shift readings. You know, come find me. I got all your little needs right over here this way. Thank you for having me on, my dear.
Anytime.
Yes.
So today's topic, we will be discussing what women, us, I guess, but most women do like to hear this stuff, but what women like to hear their significant other say. But we'll be right back with what we will be saying after this quick promo.
Hey, I'm Glennis, and I can't wait to chop it up with y'all. So stay tuned next week so you can see what the topic's about. Come on, guys.
How y'all doing? This is T. Webb. I'm here to let you know about the Brothers Unleashed that is coming at you in 5 weeks. I want y'all to get y'all ears ready because we're going to be coming at you with some very important issues. That's Brothers Unleashed, 5 weeks.
Get there.
All right. So, Kaya, bestie, my love. What are three words or phrases you like to hear?
So, took a second to kind of conjure these up, but I feel like number one is I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Number two is I value you.
Oh, yeah.
And number three is I believe in you. Them three things, super key. Yeah, outside of like freaky stuff, let's get
But those are three really good ones. Like, my first two are the same as your first two, but my third one, I don't know. I guess this, I kind of like to hear you're right. Because men don't like to say it. Men don't like to say it. Not all the time. Now, when I'm wrong, tell me when I'm wrong. But when I know I'm right, just go ahead and tell me that I'm right. Don't try to sugarcoat it and make it.
Go on ahead and just validate me.
Don't make it difficult. Go ahead and tell me because I told you.
If you would just listen to me once in a while.
Okay. Just once. Most men, they don't know how to say that. So I kind of like when I was right. Not when I'm wrong. Don't tell me that I'm right when you know I'm wrong. But if I know I'm right and you know I'm right, just go ahead and say it.
Give me my props, baby.
Okay, just go ahead and say it. Nobody's going to be upset. Let it flow.
You know that ego. That ego right? Be like, oh, no. They just can't be all small.
Gotta let that go.
Right?
Okay. So, first question to you is, what words of affection do you like to hear from your significant other that turns you on?
Oh, okay. Ooh, I like this.
We're just going to dive right on in there.
It's right up my alley. So as a person, I'm a bit of like a sapiosexual. So like intellect and words and general word play really like gets me going, stimulation, you know what I mean? It stimulates me. Right. And so three words of affection that really turned me on. I mean, it's so crazy because you guys have seen the dictionary. There's a lot of words in there.
Okay, a whole
if
lot.
If I had to think three that turned me on, I mean, like, I don't want to get rated at triple X up in here in this group, in this chat.
Let's do it like this, okay? So if you've had a long, stressful day, stressful day, and that is the last thing that's on your mind, but the man, he's like, ooh, had a good day, baby. I'm ready for you. You know, what can he say to you to change your mood and make you forget about the stresses of the day?
Oh, baby, I set up a massage table for you in the room. Ooh. It's like a makeshift massage table on the kitchen table, but we finna do what it do. Okay. You know that. Definitely, let's go take a walk in nature. That's gonna easily like relax me and calm me down. I love nature. And then what else is something? Oh, I ran you a hot bath. I got your shower going. You know, that was like, you got what? Let me pull this. Okay. Come on. Get over with me. While you playing. Come here.
Okay. Oh goodness. I don't know. I'm a little bit weird. If I've had a long day, I really don't like to be touched. But the one thing I could probably say that would change my mind to hear my man say. I don't know. It would probably have to be something of like, this is going to be real vulgar.
Go ahead.
It's going to be real vulgar. I guess if he just comes right on in and be like, look, I know you had a long day. I had a long day. Just roll on over. Just something simple.
Drop them draws.
You know, yeah. But like, if I'm really, really fed up, probably won't be getting nothing out of me.
If I've had like a really bad day, that's not going to work for me.
But you could bring me my favorite meal, you know, and that. That would be great. You could definitely bring me my favorite meal that I don't know. As you can see, I ain't get these from just anywhere. All that food. Baby, all that food.
Yeah. I feel like it's so hard too, because man, just know your partner. First of all, just know your partner. Cause like you see how me and Ashley is like best friends, but we had two totally different responses to that question. Know your ladies.
You just gotta know us really, really well. Know what pushes our buttons. Know what changes our mind.
But it's like, if I had a stressful day, like just anything, it could be stuff like I got us tickets to go to the movies. Like I'm gonna be like, oh really? What movie? Like I'm gonna be like, or we gonna have a movie night at home? Like just something to show that you put a little effort into making my day cool, and it means even more. It makes you even more happy because it's like, he ain't even know I had a bad day. And he did that despite, you really finna get something in. You might get,
You know what?
Is that how I subliminally say this? Let me put my hair in a ponytail because you know what's coming next. Yeah, you do something like that. Come on.
I didn't think of it that way just then. Like, if you tell me that, you know, you had a little nice little thing set up, it doesn't really have to be nice. You can say a picnic, movie.
Yeah.
You know, just come on, let's go out to eat or something. Laugh. Sip on a little wine while we're sitting up there talking about each other or, you know, each other's days and stuff. All right. Moving right along. What are some words that your significant other can say to jumpstart you or get you back on track?
So like something motivational, you know what I mean? What can they say? Well, that kind of goes back to those phrases. Definitely that third one, which I believe in you, that's huge to me. For sure, for sure. But just like a little pep talk, like, you know, baby, I know you getting tired and I see what you've been doing. You've been out here working. Like, remind me of who the fuck I am.
Right.
Remind me of that.
You know? Let me know that I'm that bad B, okay?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Boost me up. Even if it's something, like, even if I'm stressed about, like, work stuff or, you know, getting the podcast together or whatever that is, if that's what the problem is, like, even just telling, like, you know how good you look, you know how this you are, like, just that little extra kick in the butt, like, you gonna have to do this, you know, you ain't no quitter, you ain't no failure, like, just give me a little pep talk for a minute.
Okay. Look, I have to tell Kelvin this all the time. Let me know. Well, he does. He lets me know that I'm beautiful without my makeup. Listen, I say this all the time. When I put my makeup on, he wants to open the door. Don't touch it. I got it. He want to hold my hand. And I'm like, dang, well, if you do that when I don't wear this, maybe it'll motivate me to look like this every day, you know?
Period.
Okay, so that's something he can start doing. But for most women, I know most of us, we like to hear, like, most of us, we really just like to hear, baby, you're doing great. You're doing really, really good. You're working hard.
I'm proud of you.
Anything. We're really simple. They, you know, y'all say we're some unstable creatures, but we're actually some really simple individuals that sometimes know what we want. But, you know, everybody has to do some soul searching. But just to jumpstart me and get me back on track, like, you can even simply, you could do anything just as simple as, hey, come here, let's sit down, let's work on this, let's work, you know, let's get together and do something with this. Okay, well, I have this idea. What do you think about this? Like, with the podcast, you know, I tell Kelvin all the time, like, I know I could do better with it. I just don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. Because the biggest thing that I'm really weak in is anything dealing with technology.
That's a lie. She lying.
No, I'm not. Like, I could tell you about it, but as far as working it, I cannot do it. Like, I could throw some stuff out there and be like, so can you make this happen? Maybe if you do this? Maybe, no? Okay, well, you take care of that. So we sat down, and I told him my ideas of what I wanted to do with my podcast from here on out. Made it happen. You know, I was like, I just need a beat, but, you know, I don't want to just limit it to where if I use a beat from an artist that I can only use 30 seconds or less, so it won't be copyrighted. Ain't gonna lie, he encouraged me to get in there and just play on a GarageBand. And look at here, I created a few beats. So just, you know, just simple stuff. Women are not that hard. Nope. They're not that hard.
And I definitely agree. Okay. You said what?
I said, I know I'm difficult. So for me to say that women are not that hard and you can just do this little simple thing right here, that says a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, I know I'm really, really simple. Like, I'm simple in my opinion. I mean, I guess. Because I think to a degree, I'm sure the stuff I'm asking for is difficult if a person is not regularly, if they don't do that genuinely. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, I like to hear somebody be like, oh, I'm proud of you, or they pull me aside, or they show me this or that if I'm getting off track, or just motivate me and encourage me, not berate me, like, why this ain't going nowhere? Why you ain't doing that? Like, don't make me feel bad about it. Like, help me get on track and help me feel good about it. But it's like, if you're not accustomed to doing that regularly to people, I feel like it can be hard for individuals to get on track about what they can say, because it's like they just be off. You know what I mean? And you're like, it's like, what do you want to hear? How do you like to be motivated? Try that. Try to motivate people.
Okay, just say something that you would like to hear. You never know. It could be words to somebody's, music to somebody's ears, just to hear something as simple as, I'm here for you. I got you. Doing great. Like, just something really, really simple.
Send a cute good morning text.
Okay, or something.
Send a cute midday text.
Okay, some of
y'all
us text
be
back.
Flipping. It's really like that tiny. Like, hey, boo, I was just sitting here thinking about you. It's 2:44 p.m. and I know you're about to get off work in 15 minutes, but, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm excited to see you when you get home. Like, I'm like, me too, shit. I'm excited to see you too.
Hey, just to know that you're thinking about us, it's not that hard, guys. Come on. Yes. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Exactly.
Okay. So, Kaya, another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is something your significant other can say to you that makes you feel loved or valued?
Oh, huh. I mean, of course I love you, but like only if that's real. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, significant other starts off in the beginning phases. They don't always start off in like I love type of situations. But, what can they say to me to make me feel loved? I mean, if what they can say to me to make me feel like what's the word I can look? Like affection, like our affection is there, or like that love between us is there. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hook a girl up with some compliments. You know what I'm saying? If I look, I know I'm cute. I notice I'm cute, mm-hmm. But like even without the makeup, you know, it's still Gucci. Tell me you like how my curl pattern looks today. Like, tell me my bun looks nice and sleek. Tell me you like how I'm dressed today. I look cute or fly. If I get fly, like, don't miss out on opportunity to let your boo know, or like, you know, if I was boo, to let boo know, like, you know, like you look good and I'm feeling you. Like, even it can just be, I'm really simple, like small stuff. It really doesn't have to be big. It's small stuff. Like, y'all earrings are hella cute. I'm like, oh, thank you. I like that lip color on you. Come give me some sugar. Like, that's okay. A quick compliment. Shoot.
Like, man, we are really making this really simple for y'all. So don't go mess this up. It's like, it's really, really simple. It's far, like, I don't know, maybe there's too much thought put into pleasing a woman sometimes. I feel like
sometimes. I think it's the opposite. I don't think they be thinking.
That too. Now, most of them, they don't think. But the ones that really, really try, I feel like they put too much thought into it and they're forgetting, mm-hmm. like, the simplicity of it. Like, you don't have mm-hmm. to do all of this just to keep our attention.
You know what it is. You're right 100% on the they're thinking too much. But you know what they're thinking too much into? It's like a lot of men feel like if they ain't got the money, mm-hmm. that they can't do. And I get it. Like, we're all still kind of young. Everybody's trying to build. Everybody's trying to grind. Everybody's trying to do stuff. And I feel like a lot of people are like, especially men, because of just the way the social construct is set up in our society, where like stereotypically, traditionally, men are the providers, women are the nurturers, you know, mm-hmm. that whole scenario. I feel like a lot of men are just like, well, I ain't got the money to take you out and wine and dine you. And it's like, ain't nobody asked for all that. Go to the store and get you a $5 bottle of wine. Come home. Let's make some dinner and let's chill out. You play.
Okay. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Like, it's something as simple as that could change the woman's mood, the way she feels about you. You know, if you're sitting up there wondering, does she really like me? You know, am I doing it right? Just pull out something real simple and thoughtful.
Simple.
You don't have to spend a lot of money. Yeah. If you with somebody that requires you to spend a lot of money and you don't have it, baby, you are in the wrong relationship.
Exactly. And even if, like, the person you're with, say you're with a person who maybe is used to getting bought. I hate to even say it that way, but I just mean a man just spent a lot of money. Maybe they got all the Gucci bags and purses and all that. I kid you not. They not with that person who was doing all that for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the opportunity to be with them and that's what they're accustomed to, try something different. Try to take them to a park or be like, hey, you want to go for a walk with a glass of wine, mm-hmm. or you want to go sit and look at the stars? Like, that's, do you want to sit and look at the moon or the stars with me? Oh, that's really some, like, we can sit down and we can chat. Come talk to me just on some random chat for no reason. I love doing that. Like, I love it. And I appreciate people I could do it with, especially a man.
Okay. Okay.
Because I talk a lot. So a man who don't think I talk too much is key.
Okay. But
no joke.
That's the honest truth, though. Because you could probably change a woman's perspective on how she views men, or how, you know, her attitude is, thinking that you need to buy her stuff in order to show her that you want her. Because now you're showing her by taking her to different places and actually spending quality time and not money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, throw a bag in there here and there, but you know.
Okay. Like, all you got to say.
Mix it up.
Okay. Just say something real simple. Like, hey, Let's go walking along the river. Let's go throw rocks across the water or something. You know, I used to do that. I like doing it.
That's it. And get some sidewalk chalk.
Okay.
Let's go color. No joke.
Okay. And then like you said, if you want to throw a bag or something in there somewhere, you know, like, here, look, I thought about you. I got you this.
I'm going to tell y'all, it was one time I made one of those coupon books. And I put like all these different things in it. There was stuff like a tank of gas in there. And then I put like, you know, a foot rub. I put some sexual things in there. Just like kind of had a bunch of different little cards. Boy, them cards got used. Boy, they got used. But that I know they were like super, super appreciated. Because it was like, I want to be able to enjoy. And then when the coupon came out, it was like, let me get excited about it real quick.
That's all it takes.
That's it. And then that coupon idea cost me like not a whole lot. I mean, like, I think I went to Target and bought like index cards for like, I don't know, $1 or something, and then bought the little stamp thing to put it in. And then I had markers at home, but if you ain't got no markers, you know, that's like $1, it's $1 Tree, $2, okay, whatever. It's like under $15 thing I did. Now the stuff in it, some of it costs money. So I don't just be out here willingly putting anything in it, but there's, you make it yourself. You can put in what you feel like you can afford to do for the person. So some of it, I had a meal on me, a movie on me, like different things like that. And I think the individual knew not to take it too far, where it was like every day you trying to get over, you know, that's crazy.
Right. That's something real simple as making an activity jar that each of you can put in the jar. You know, that way you're doing something that person likes to do and doing something that you like to do. And y'all are trying out each other's hobbies and different activities. Women like stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I'm fearless, but I'm very fearful. Like, I want to go skydiving.
Me too.
I want to go skydiving. And I don't think that was on Kelvin's bucket list, but he's willing to try it. If I want to do it,
I'll go. Okay. Willingly and easily, I'll go. I'm a chicken, but I'm going to do that for sure.
Oh, I'm a chicken. I'll probably scream the whole way up there in the plane. Time we fall out the plane until we get to the ground, I'll probably scream, but over, I probably, like, oh, that was so much fun, but you wouldn't be able to tell,
right?
But making an activity,
I can't wait.
Jar,
I want to do that.
Okay,
I making love that idea because it's real cute.
Mm-hmm. You can even sit down and y'all could put together a bucket list that you want to try together as a couple, something like that, something like real cheap and thoughtful, where you throw a little money in sometimes, and you know, some other stuff can be free. Okay.
Bloop. Bloop. Exactly.
You know, another thing, guys, that women like. Women like when guys set up the date. Well, let me say it like this. Ask you on the date. Set the date up and have everything planned out. No matter how long y'all have been together, set that date up, have it planned out, run that woman some information on what you have planned, and I guarantee you, you know what? You'll jump right on board.
Yeah, I've had that done for me a couple of times, and it's definitely really, really nice to just, hey, get dressed. We're going to go do something tonight. I want you to get all cute in your clothes. And make it sexy, fellas. Don't be just, you got to be like, go up to her. She coming in the room, be like, hey, baby, you got to grab her. Hey, baby, I really, really am excited about tonight. I want you to go in the room. I want you to put on a sexy dress I like you in. You know which one I'm talking about. You know, you got to like really like gas her up. Like, you can't wait to see her and what she about to do, because she's going to put that much more effort into the whole situation because of the amount of effort you put in to setting it all up, surprising her, telling her how good she looked, the delivery. Like, just pull it all out. You know what I'm saying? Like, romance your women. Women want to be romanced.
It will be guaranteed that you get the groceries later on, okay?
All of them.
We throwing out all this free game for them.
It's going to be a grocery delivery with this all this up in here.
Okay.
Like, where I'm supposed to back this up at?
Okay, so stick shift, ride it, back it up, and then park it.
Hmm. I'm gonna be all hydraulics. They ain't parking.
Okay. So guys, with all of this information that we are sharing with you that can make everything simple with your woman, please don't let it flop. Please don't let it flop. You know your woman better than we do with just sharing the things that we know most women would like to hear and that we like to hear as individuals. We're all very different, but in most ways we're the same. Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to put a little, like a little tip in there. Listen, fellas, it's, I know how a lot of people look at like free dates and coupons and Groupons and stuff. I just want y'all to know, ain't nothing wrong with using no coupon, no Groupon. Do what you need to do to save your points, to get what you need to get. That's sexy too. I see you getting discounts and shit. I'm like, okay, he know what he doing, because I'm finna get discounts too, because I ain't paying full price for nothing if we ain't got
that.
And y'all better look up all the free stuff it is to do in your city. A museum, people who are intellectuals. We love a good museum.
Right. Okay. And Groupon has it all. If you can get anything for cheaper than what it is, go for it.
Please go for it.
Save you in the long run.
Okay. You and me, both of us.
So, Miss Kaya M.
Yes.
Von Kaya, a.k.a. Okay. Give them three fun facts about you that would probably shock them.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I don't know what shocks anybody about me anymore.
I feel that way too.
Three fun facts. I feel like I don't know.
Just throw one shocker in there. Something that you would like for them to know. Maybe one that shocks them. Maybe.
Dang. That's really off guard. I have no idea what to throw in. I'm just, like, there's a lot of stuff that so many people know. I don't know. I need a second. I gotta think. What is something? Oh my god. That's a shocker. I'm single? I don't know.
Hey, that could come as a shock now. It can.
If nobody knew, I'm single. Hi. No. So as much as I love to talk and as extroverted and outgoing and crazy as I am, I absolutely have a full introverted side where I go like hermit mode and don't really talk all that much. I can go into moments of introversion and y'all will not hear from me for days. Like, where has she been at? I seen her like two tweets and then dip. Y'all don't know all the astrology stuff. Lord, I would love to go into detail, but it's that second side of me. You know, boo.
I know.
The Gemini. What about you? Goodness. What's new about you while I'm over here stressing and struggling?
New? I don't really have anything new to your audience. New? Well, I could go ahead and share this. I found out recently that my DUI charge isn't on my record.
Yes. Ooh. Shout out to you.
Eight.
Let's get it.
I guess that's
I got another fun fact.
What's up?
I can dance, but I can't twerk. Just so y'all know, y'all come to my profile and see this dance moves, but don't look for no twerk videos because I ain't got them for y'all. I'm not the person that's, not me. I got a fun fact about the both of us.
Ooh, go ahead. Share that. I got to hear this.
You already know this. If no one knew, a lot of you already do know, I'm sure. But as you heard, me and Ashley have been, you know, BFF for 13 years now.
I know where you're going with this.
We actually met at work. We used to work together. We started our job, very first job, on the exact same day, had the very first day together and everything. So we made it here. That was when I was 17. You were 16?
I think so. And see, look, this is the funny thing. Like, I'm an introvert sometimes. It depends on how comfortable I am around people. Like my first day, I'm sitting outside. I guess she had already gotten there before I did. She had her skates on and everything. She comes out, sits beside me. Hi, my name is Kaya. What's yours? And I'm looking like, Ashley?
Who is this girl who is all up in my grill?
She talked to me the whole night. Like she told y'all, she's a talker. She talked to me the whole night.
Because you made me feel so comfortable.
The entire night, she's talking. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. So she was my very first friend in there. And this is my longest friendship I have had. 13 years. Like we're locked in for a while. We have, you know, we're just like any other friendship. We have our moments where, you know, we're not feeling what each other's putting down. I'm like, hey, check this out. I don't like this. We go ahead and let each other know and then we just drop it. Okay.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's so weird because it's never like some friends have like the knockdown, drag out arguments. It's never been like that. It'd be more like a disagreement. And then we like, all right. So anyway, every time.
It never fails. Oh, goodness. I do have another fun fact.
Bring them out.
Did I talk about this?
Mm-hmm. You already started.
I really, really should. Okay. Well, ain't nobody from Sunny gonna hear this, but it's all dead and gone now. We don't work there anymore. So Kaya was my manager. What, I think you were the manager at the time.
Where?
When I called in and we went up there and got something to eat. So listen, this is another fun fact. Well, we're going to say a fun story. Forget the facts for a moment. Yes. We're going to say a little fun story. So she's my manager, also best friend. She was off and a couple of our other friends were off. I was supposed to go to work. So I called in sick. I don't know exactly what my excuse was. But you I called sick. In. Okay. So we could have fun at the pool, chill out, you know. Have a couple wine coolers because we were young. That's all we could drink back then, wine coolers. So she was like, hey, I'm hungry. Let's go to Sonic.
Yeah.
I called in. Like, what am I going to do? I don't want to get left here. So, y'all, I'm 29 and I am 5'10". And I think then I was probably 5'8", 5'9". So I'm pretty tall. So I get in the back seat of her car. I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, let me know when you get ready to turn in. I'm on her back seat floor, crunched up like this. And I'm like, oh, tell them to hurry up. Order the food and tell them to hurry up. Just order the food. Order the food.
I don't even feel like it worked. I feel like somebody saw you.
I think so, too. Whoever, was Caitlin the car hop?
Oh, yeah, Caitlin saw, but she didn't say nothing.
She did. She was car hop. She came to the car and she's like, is that Ashley on the floor? And I'm like, shh.
Why are you so loud?
You didn't see me. I'm not out here. I am sick. Okay.
She knew what was up.
Okay. But I don't think anybody caught on to it. Did anybody catch on to it?
That's probably one of them ones that got to the grave.
So somebody,
we're going to have to do a podcast of Sonic stories. When I'm allowed to say some of this, because I know I did some stuff I definitely should not have done. When I was bigger, like,
okay.
Whole lot of.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. So, fun fact. I am in no way, shape, or form a smoker. But I said one day I would like to try an edible.
sounds like a fun fact, in my opinion.
That's a fun fact. Being that I have made all of these changes that I have talked with everyone about, I still want to try that. So I guess that could be a fun fact. I definitely still want to try it. That could be a fun fact that anybody knows.
I feel like I have to have one more fun fact. Mm-hmm. I have two. One more.
Well, go ahead.
May one more fun fact. I've been contemplating making an OnlyFans. I ain't playing with y'all.
Now that's a fun fact.
I ain't playing with y'all.
That's a fun fact.
So I would tell, like I've told almost everybody else, if you see me and you know me, just keep scrolling.
Okay, mind your business.
Realize it. Just mind your business. That's it. You ain't got to put a whole little situation together. Just mind your business. That's all. Okay. Just mind your business.
Somebody come up to you and be like, hey, I saw, ma'am, sir, you're in my business.
You don't know me. You don't know.
Right. So that was definitely a fun fact. That was a really good fun fact.
I've been saying it. Like, I'm done clocking in and out. I'm finna start clocking in and out on my time on this OnlyFans.
Okay, get that money, boo.
I can't twerk, so y'all know that we gonna see what, you know, I don't know what to do. We're gonna do something.
Gonna make something shake. Okay. Well, that concludes today's topic. Do not, I repeat, guys, do not let this simple information flop. You'll be amazed on what changes will bring your relationship or entanglement, whatever you prefer. Just don't let it flop. Use this information. Google it if you have to. I'm pretty sure there's some good stuff on there too.
Just rewatch this podcast. That's what you
That's what you can do. That's definitely what you can do.
Run that back.
Okay. So, Kaya, let them know one more time where they can find you.
All right, guys. On my social media feeds, on Instagram, I am at Von Kaya, or you can follow the social or my podcast page, which is Eyes Wide Open Pod. That's Instagram. And then on Twitter, you can look for me, and that is Von Kaya M. And then again, all my tarot services and everything are on there. If you got questions for me, just private message me. I'm very open. I'm talkative. I'm going to let you know what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And y'all should really hit her up for tarot reads. Like, she is spot on with something. Like, what was that? She sent me one last week. Yeah. And it pretty much confirmed everything that I had been working on. And I don't even think we talked about half of that stuff.
Nah, because I just was sitting down and was like, I'm call into your energy, and I was like, I'm gonna just do a read for Boo and send it to her.
Mm-hmm. Look, it motivated me even more. That's what y'all can do. That's what y'all can do. Get her to do a read on y'all.
Yeah.
And maybe your significant other motivates you. Okay, $5. You can't beat that. You can't beat it at all. But yeah.
Get yours now before the prices go up.
But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I will be back next week with my next guest.
Woo! I know y'all heard that promo. I'm excited.
Hey.
Yes. Oh, Boo, before you go, I just want to tell you, of course, thank you yet again for having me on your platform. This has been amazing, and I'm just so proud of you, and I'm so proud of how far you've come on this journey and how consistent you are, and I am just, I'm pumped about this series and this segment, and I can't wait for everybody else to get heard out there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Literally heard and heard. So cute. I love it. But yes, I love you, and I'm proud of you, and I thank you for bringing me on to chat with you, my dear.
Well, girl, I thank you for being a part of it. Always. We're in this together.
Even though we're far.
Okay. Look, me Red and love. You must never part, my tita.
Okay.
But okay. I will be chatting with you guys next week. Bye.